The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
From Sharks Ice at San Jose, we've got the Sharks and the Predators on our minds. The Sharks are tied with the Predators in the points. They've got a game in hand, which is good. Predators have more regulation wins than the Sharks do. That's one of the tiebreakers. And the only reason why the Sharks are in the second wild card spot is because of that game in hand. So no time like the present. Let's not forget about the way the Sharks played in Nashville with those five goals against in the first period. That is not something they can afford. They cannot chase a game. And as head coach Ryan Warsawski said on our show yesterday, last game, you can't take a shift off.
Nope, absolutely. Biggest thing is chasing the game. It's so hard at this time of year to chase the game. We've seen it in the Sharks games, seen it in every game that you watch. The thing about the Nashville game, it was 10-11 minutes of just terrible hockey by the Sharks. Puck management was bad, defensive positioning was bad, everything was, the goaltending wasn't very good. There was a lot of things that just went wrong those first 11 minutes. Sharks straightened things out after, but in the human nature of the game, you're up by four. And they never were able to the Sharks were able to get the game going in their direction, because every time they did, Nashville just controlled the game. So you got to start on time. That's a huge key today.
If we're correct, this is going to be the first time that Yaroslav Askarov has gone against Yusuf Saros head-to-head in a National Hockey League game. You may also remember that the reason why he's a Shark is because Askarov watched as the Predators re-signed Saros to an 8-year contract extension, which means you're not likely to become the starting goaltender here anytime soon. Wanted another opportunity. And boy, the Sharks are really fortunate that he got to San Jose.
Great management by Mike Greer. Really smart use of draft picks and trades. You have to build around the goaltender. We know that. And we have to remind ourselves every once in a while, Yaro is only 23 years old. He's played 59 games in the National Hockey League. He's a kid that has got great athleticism. You talk to Thomas Spear, goaltender coach. And I ask him about Yaro and his confidence, because, you know, sometimes in the first few years of an NHL goaltender's career, the confidence can sag. He said, yeah, I don't ever have to worry about that, because he knows he's a great goalie. And so do we. And so that's a great, great thing to have. That confidence is something you cannot manufacture, you cannot fake. So for Yaroslav, it's going to be a big game. But again, with Yaro, just make the saves you're supposed to. No pucks through you. That's the key at this time of year. Why was Arturas Irbe so great for the San Jose Sharks? Because he made most of the saves when he had to. When you make them versus how many you make, but those ones that don't deflate a team. And I'm looking for a huge performance from Yaro. I thought he played a very good game against the Blues. It was the Blues, right? Or the Ducks?
He played against the Ducks and the Blues.
Ducks, yeah. Both games, yeah, that's right. Back to back, I thought he played good. There's one goal I didn't like, but other than that, I thought he played well. And the Sharks need that. They need everybody to be ready tonight.
I was really happy that Ned had a great game and goal last game, because his goaltending is also going to be critical. But with Askarov, for me, it's the first two or three saves he makes in the game. If he's solid on those, if he's square to the shooter, you know he's going to have a good night.
Where is he in his positioning is what I want to see. I don't want to see him back in the net. I want to see him out. I want to see him aggressive. I want to see him challenging. Now, he does give you a little bit of heart palpitations when he's out playing the puck. But again, it's that I'd rather have to pull a guy back from his game than push him to it. It's part of his game. It makes him feel into it. He's been much better when he goes out to play the puck as far as making smart, low-risk, high-reward plays. So with him, like you said, early, his first few saves, how does he look, and where is he when he's making those saves?
I got a couple of notes that I just have picked up this morning on the way to the rink. This was an interesting one that the 32 Thoughts guys put together on their podcast. Just the other day, Colorado lost to Vancouver and gave up 8 goals. And the last time that a last place team scored 8 goals in the building of the first place team was 1953, when the Rangers, who were in 6th and last place in the 6-team league, scored 8 against the Red Wings at the old Olympia Stadium. But then the conversation continued, and they said, what about the difference in the standings? The fact that Vancouver is so far behind Colorado. When was the last time that happened in the NHL? Guess what? It was San Jose Sharks against Detroit in 1995. I think there was 70 points between them in the standings, something like that, 95-96 season. And the Sharks won that game in Detroit. Of course, they didn't have the miracle that they had the previous two seasons ago.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I thought it was interesting.
And the other one, you know, is that struck me was when we talked about last time, the Sharks, never before in NHL history has a team won 3 consecutive games by scoring the winning goal in the last 90 seconds of the games.
I think it's incredible.
It's amazing. You know, records are made to be broken. Some were good, some were bad. But for the Sharks, it's a great thing. But I don't remember. I was in Kansas City in 95, 96, so I don't remember that Detroit game.
Yeah, well, the season was kind of forgettable the way that it went. So probably best that you weren't.
That year, right?
Well, that was the year Jim Wiley took over.
Yeah, we all got fired that year, yeah. Okay.
The great Jim Wiley. What a really nice man he was.
Terrific individual. Good hockey man. Great guy for the company. Just a really nice man.
Other NHL note for today, Brent Burns is going to play in his 1,000th consecutive game at age 40. We saw the remarkable end of Patrick Marleau's career, in which he played 910 consecutive games into his 40s, which is amazing. Brent Burns is eclipsing that, and he's continuing to be a very valuable part of the Colorado Avalanche team. In fact, having a bigger role than they thought they were going to give him.
He's a freak. He's an absolute freak of nature. Takes care of himself. We still don't know what's in that backpack, but he has got the magic ingredient to fitness, longevity. He's also a guy that now, like he does, I'm not saying he manages his minutes, but he's really smart on the ice about when he has to push, when he can not relax, but certainly conserve energy. Reminds me a lot of Duncan Keith in the old days when Duncan Keith would be out for 30 plus minutes a game. Duncan Keith wasn't going 30 minutes a game by just going 100 miles an hour all the time. So I think that's, you know, Brent, congratulations to Brent Burns on that.
By the way, since you just said that, Macklin Celebrini is going 100 miles an hour for about 23 minutes. I don't know how the kid does it, but the energy is going to be a big factor in tonight's game.
He's 19. We used to go 100 miles an hour when we were 19. Not like this kid. This kid's got a huge engine. He is... I think last game was a really interesting game because Mac and Will held off the score sheet. That line held off the score sheet, but we saw other guys really step up and play a terrific game and contribute when they had to. That's obviously the secret of being a successful team. But we've seen with Macklin, you don't hold him off the score sheet very often. He's going to be fired up. He knows the importance. You don't have to do anything with Mac. You don't have to talk to him. You don't have to, you know, egg him on. He never, ever wavers as far as his approach to the game and his drive during the game. The other thing about that, even though they didn't score last game, his 200-foot game was right spot on. He made some great defensive plays, taking pucks from opponents. It's absolutely amazing to watch this young man at 19 years old play the way he's playing. And for him, he's going to have to be the big dog tonight.
As usual, when you say something, I can go in about 50 different directions to respond to what you said. I think what you're talking about is the key to a successful playoff team. The fact that they can win without that big gun having to score to win. And then the other part is developing through the other lines. Look at the way that Misa has come along in the last couple of games, playing alongside Tyler Toffoli. And then that fourth line, my favorite line, Goodrow, Ostapchuk, and Gaudette. They are rising to the occasion and providing even more value, and that's going to be big tonight, too.
They're the most consistent line the Sharks have had all year, whether it's Ryan Reeves or Adam Gaudette. Ostapchuk and Goodrow have been fantastic. Terrific on the penalty kill when Zach and Barkley get out there. They play straight-ahead hockey. They get their feet moving. They go to the body. They create chances and havoc on the forecheck. They take back momentum and keep it when they have it.
Well, my last report is looking out of the ice at power play practice, and I just saw Will Smith twirling his stick a little bit just before getting the puck. He did that during the game when he passed the puck to Macklin Celebrini. Maybe that's a good sign for tonight. It's a huge one. We're on the air at 6:30. Jamal Mayers is with me on the call on the Sharks Audio Network. And until then, that's our morning skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.